I'm here with Brooke Fulton, research assistant to Dr. Luis Buenavar from the Insomnia from Traumatic Brain Injury Study. Brooke, could you please start by briefly introducing yourself and telling us a little bit about the study?
Sure. As you said, my name is Brooke Fulton, and I have a Bachelor's of Arts in Psychology. I'll be assisting Dr. Luis Buenavar in conducting this research, and I am the point person that will be handling the day-to-day tasks associated with completing the study. Namely, I will be scheduling and conducting the phone screens and coordinating and running the study visits.
Could you describe the study a little bit for us?
Yeah. This study is being done to look at the effect of non-medication therapy for sleep disturbance in people who have had a concussion or a mild to moderate brain injury. We expect to have about 80 people join the study, and if people agree to participate, they will undergo a screening that involves answering questions about their medical and health history, completing questionnaires about sleep, health, and psychological symptoms, undergoing memory and mental function testing, and monitoring their sleep throughout the study. Participants will then be randomly assigned to one of two groups. One group will focus on increasing people's knowledge about sleep disorders, and possible ways to manage sleep-related problems, while the other group focuses on improving people's sleep. Neither group involved the use of medication. And there will be a total of 6 in-person study visits, and at each visit, participants will complete questionnaires and memory testing. Half of the visits take about 1 hour, and the other half will take about 2 hours, and the study is expected to last about 3 months.
Okay, and what might we learn from the study, Brooke?
We are hoping to learn more about how to treat sleep problems in persons with persons who have had a concussion without the use of medication. This study has the potential to help not only with sleep, but with mood as well.
Okay, and what impact might those learnings have on individuals in the future that suffer a traumatic brain injury and insomnia?
So this research could potentially impact the way in which people who have suffered a concussion are medically treated in the future. The findings from this study may help to inform how to more effectively treat sleep, mood, and memory problems in these patients.
And is there any potential impact that that might have on the healthcare system or society at large in the future?
At this point, other than potentially helping to inform how to treat sleep disturbance in patients who have suffered a head injury, it is unknown how the findings from the study may impact the healthcare system or society at large in the future.
Okay, and so what kind of people are needed to make this research possible?
We need anyone between the ages of 18 to 65 who have suffered a concussion or brain injury within the past 5 years and who is also having trouble sleeping.
And what would someone who participates in this study need to do?
First, they would complete the study related questions on the Trial Facts website and then schedule a time to complete a phone screen with me. Following this phone screen, they would need to be available for a total of 6 in-person study visits, during which they would complete the questionnaires and memory testing. Also, participants have to be willing to wear 2 Fitbit-like devices on their wrist throughout the course of their participation in the study in order to evaluate their sleep. Half of the visits take about 1 hour, and the other half will take about 2 hours. And then once again, the entire study is expected to last about 3 months.
Are there any possible benefits or compensation for people who participate in the study?
Well, the study is designed to help people who suffer from sleep problems. That being said, we can't promise or guarantee that there will be a direct benefit to people who participate in our study. Also, people who take part in our study may be helping others in the future who have suffered a concussion or a brain injury. And as far as compensation goes, participants may be compensated up to $300 if they complete the entire study.
Brooke, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Nothing in particular, but we encourage anyone who is interested to complete the study-related questions on Trial Facts website and to follow up with any questions. We welcome everyone who meets our inclusion criteria and look forward to working with them.
Brooke Fulton, thank you very much.